Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio. As always, it's very exciting to be back inside the building. We've been away for a few weeks from these interviews, but we are very much back into the swing of things, and I'm so excited to jump into today's conversation as we continue with the interview hour, our daily highlights section, looking at different conversations with different content creators and artists around the world. Today, we're on the line with Vivs from Just Vibes, a very enjoyable YouTube channel, someone that I follow quite regularly, someone who I've collaborated with before, and someone I'm very keen to talk to. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I'm so excited to be here.
It's great to get you on, mate. It's great to get you on. It's a shame that we couldn't get you actually down into the studio for the first time, but that's definitely going to happen in the future. 100% we're going to co-host the show and get some really some good energy up in the building. But first of all, for those that kind of aren't aware, obviously we get a lot of different guests on this show from different backgrounds and different sorts of areas, I suppose, of music and sort of content creation in general. Do you want to talk through what you do as an individual in regards to the sort of content you create?
Yeah, so I'm a YouTuber, so I create content about Afrobeats, so I'm really enthusiastic about the genre in specific. So my videos just focus on reviewing new songs, talking about all the new artists that come out, and yeah, just basically my audience love Afrobeats as well, so I just talk about all the new songs that are coming out and yeah, how I feel about it, and I just give my honest review. So that's the content that I create, really, and that's how we met as well, because you do the same thing.
Yeah, entirely, man. It was good. We did actually have a little link up towards the end of last year, which we'll talk about a little bit later on, and the kind of response to that. I want to kind of dive into first your sort of like kind of background in getting into the sort of YouTube sphere. Is it something you always kind of wanted to do, or was it something you kind of found yourself stumbling across?
No, not at all. So I wasn't a social media person at all, but I think during lockdown last year, it was a bad idea with my friend, and then it turned into a good idea. So yeah, we just ran with it. We did our first reaction and people sort of really loved it. And then we thought, oh, okay, it was quite fun. You know, we've got all this free time, might as well try and make something of it. So it just kind of built from there. And then, yeah, now I'm carrying on the channel by myself and doing it more regularly, and I'm really getting into it. So it's actually become something I really love doing. I've surprised myself, to be honest, but yeah, it just shows you, if you take a risk and you just do something out of the ordinary, you might be good at it. So yeah, that's how I got into it. It was just kind of a random thought. And I think WizKid's album came out around that, well, it was meant to come out around that time, and we were huge fans of WizKid and still are, obviously. So yeah, we just thought about making a reaction video to the album, and then the album didn't drop, but one of the songs did. So then we just did the video to that song, and then it all spiraled from there.
Amazing, so, yeah. Amazing.
The Whiskey fans found us, isn't it?
It's genuinely crazy. I mean, when you look around a lot of the fan bases for a lot of the artists that are kind of within that kind of Afrobeat sphere, mm-hmm. The fan bases are crazy. Everyone seems so passionate about the music that's being created. And if I am correct, it's No Stress was the first tune to kind of drop off that album. Looking back, I think it was.
No, it was, we did Smile.
Oh, okay. So that's even further back. Yeah. Okay, that makes
sense. I think it was the first one off the album to drop. And on that day, the album was meant to drop. So I was fuming that the album didn't drop. And in the reaction, you can tell I'm so passionate about it. So I think that's why people kind of gravitated towards our reaction video. But yeah, that was the first one.
Awesome. And also, I mean, kind of going back into the sort of roots of what you kind of react to music wise, is that the sort of sound you've always kind of listened to? Have you always kind of gravitated towards that kind of Afrobeat sound? Because it's become so popular, especially in the UK over the last couple mm-hmm. of years.
It has become really popular, but I think I was listening to it before it actually got popular. So yeah, I've been listening to Afrobeats for ages. I don't even know which year, but probably around 10 years.
Okay, wow.
I don't know how I got into it. It's a very good question. I get it a lot, and I still don't know the answer, really. But I think just through friends. Growing up in London, I feel like, you know, you have so many other people that listen to that, and then it's always sort of been around in London. So, yeah, it's not really bizarre for me to have fallen in love with the genre, I think.
No, definitely.
But a lot of people, I do get that question a lot.
I mean, kind of running the channel then, obviously the growth has been fantastic over the last couple of years. Obviously you're sitting on over 30,000 subs now. It's crazy, like the amount you've continuously grown. When you were kind of in the early stages, did you kind of imagine it would take off in the way that it has done? I mean, after you'd done the first couple of videos and saw people getting interested in what you were doing.
No, not at all. I still don't even know why people watch it. No, honestly, I didn't even think I'd get past 1,000 subscribers. So to get, I think I'm nearing 35 now. And the channel itself has got, I think, just under 3 million views, which is actually crazy to think about. So yeah, I still can't believe it, but I'm more than grateful that so many people are enjoying the videos. And I think the best thing for me, honestly, I don't really care about how many people are watching. It's just when I get comments saying that I've made someone laugh, or I've made them, like, their bad day, I've turned their bad day into a good day just from entertaining them for 10 minutes, it kind of makes it all worth it. So yeah.
100%, man, 100%. And obviously, off the back of putting together the channel, it's definitely been a thing that, at least from the outside, that has kind of opened up a couple of different avenues for you in regards to sort of day-to-day stuff. Obviously, we've seen you kind of going to a few different shows and kind of being able to utilize going to the shows as content to an extent. When you end up going to kind of performances and things like that now, do you kind of, do you approach them with a different attitude rather than going, like, I'm really looking forward to doing this, do you kind of go, I kind of have to go now for the content's sake?
No, do you know what? The whole YouTube is just like something I actually just love. So the fact that I'm able to go to events and I'm sort of getting involved in the scene in a different way, not even as a fan, more of like an actual Afrobeats. People call me Afrobeats ambassador, so I kind of feel like I'm taking on that role in a weird way. But when I go to these events and people sort of know me or know that I do content like this, it's actually crazy. But no, I still get excited to go. I'm still like a fan inside.
That's the best way to be, though. It's definitely the best way to be.
I got invited to see Aira Star in London. I don't know if you...
I wanted to talk about this. I definitely want to talk about this. Like, talk me through how that came into being, because she was over in the UK towards the end of... towards the end of last year, like around sort of, I think it was September, November-ish sort of time. She was over in the UK. Like, how did that end up coming into being?
It's just someone from Maven Records who she signed to. I'm aware that I obviously do the reaction videos, which is crazy to me as well. But they were working with We Are Platoon. So someone from We Are Platoon had contacted me and asked me to go. And I was just beyond grateful that they wanted me to actually be there. And then when I actually went, just being in a room full of all the people that I actually react to, I was just like, I think on that day I had made a reaction to one of Ladipo's new songs. And then Ladipo was there and I saw him and I was like, I just literally released a video for you. Like,
that must have been such a surreal thing. Like, what's going through your head at that point in time when you're like, you're stood next to the people? Like, it must have been a crazy feeling.
It was crazy, to say the least. Yeah, just being in a room with everyone that I obviously admire, and just, I'm so passionate about their music, you know, and I always make sure that my reaction videos actually like show the music that I really love. So all my reaction videos are positive, and I always just try to promote the artist in the best way possible. So when I'm seeing the people that I'm giving great reviews for, and Aira Star actually came up to me and said that she had seen so many of my videos and she loves the channel. Like when she said that, it kind of just made me feel like, okay, I'm doing a positive thing by, you know, influencing other people to love their music as well. So yeah, it was a special moment for me, definitely.
I can imagine, man. I can imagine, especially kind of knowing that you are kind of putting these reactions out there, and they are to an extent, people are watching them, people are taking them in, people are kind of reposting them and stuff like that. Do you ever kind of get the what goes through your head when someone reposts something like that? Like, it's such a crazy thing, and obviously when you're a content creator, you're kind of not necessarily striving to get that, I suppose, interaction from the people themselves. But when you do get someone who actually reposts it and says thank you for sharing it, like, what's your immediate response to that?
I'm just so grateful, but I think people just love the videos because it makes them smile, or that it makes them laugh. You know, I know that my reactions are like, you can just see that I'm so passionate about the music. So my reactions can be funny, my facial expressions can be funny. I'm just being myself, but that's the amazing thing. I'm just being myself and recording it, and people seem to love it. So when people are sharing and people are giving me great reviews about what I'm doing, it just makes me want to continue, basically, and just grow the channel even more. So yeah, I don't know how to explain the feeling of having like five people literally trying to follow you and keep up with your content all the time. So yeah, all I can say is just I'm very grateful for all the love I've gotten. And I hardly ever get any negative things said. And I feel like the fans with Afrobeat artists are so positive in general. It's very rare to find that the people are saying negative things or anything. Like, it's just all about love and being passionate about the music. So yeah, I just love it.
Awesome, man. I mean, this is something that I was able to kind of take in firsthand, because obviously, as I said earlier, we did do a little collaboration towards the end of last year. Do you want to talk me through exactly what happened? Because I know I've spoken about it on the show already, but talk me through from your kind of end, the idea behind this link up, and then obviously the kind of reaction to it afterwards.
Yeah, so the year was coming to an end. I thought obviously now it would be a great time to do my first collaboration, because I haven't actually managed to do one yet on the show. I teamed up with yourself and another Afrobeat reactor called Iman. You guys were just obviously at the forefront of, I just thought obviously you guys would be the best to do it with. I love your reviews. I love Iman's reviews. And yeah, the whole idea about the video was Just Vibes Music Awards, which was a concept that I just thought of. We just went through different categories, you know, best artist of the year, best song of the year. It was just an overall review of how we felt about certain songs and artists during the whole year in the Afrobeat genre. So yeah, I think we pulled it out of the bag.
it was really fun to record, I've got to say. The kind of anything sort of end of year like that, very review based, kind of like pulling all the year's work together, is always really exciting to do. But something I did want to ask, obviously, the editing side of something like that, people don't tend to realize an hour's worth of video content with kind of numerous different angles being used and numerous different audio feeds being used. Again, when you first started doing the sort of reaction side of things, did you imagine that you'd be sitting down to like do a 2-day, 3-day edit process on like an hour long video at any point?
No one told me, Cole. No one told me this was going to be part of it. I just thought I was having fun. I didn't know how to do all this hard work. I mean, it's just the other side of it, isn't it? Any content creator has to put in tons of work. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much actually goes into it. But yeah, that 1 hour video was probably one of the longest videos I've had to edit. With all three of us, you know, like you said, different angles, different audios, all of that. But it's also the fun side of it as well. You know, the behind the scenes grafting for the end product. And then when it all comes together and people are commenting and sharing and saying they love it, it's just a great feeling. You know, you're putting your hard work towards something for yourself and for you guys, because obviously, you know, you guys were involved in the video as well. So yeah, doing it for all three of us and then putting it on my channel for everyone to love it. It was great.
Awesome. Like kind of looking forward then, obviously doing that first collaboration in a YouTube sense, which is in general quite a unique sort of collaborative situation to be, because everyone's sat in their own recording environment. Yeah. Like, as if you're in a room together, you're all kind of separate. Off the back of that, is that something you're going to try and push for the channel more, maybe looking at more kind of, again, collaborations and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoyed it. I think it was great to have different opinions, different personalities on the channel. It's refreshing for the audience as well. I call my fans the Just Vibes family, and they do like to get involved and they like new content. So that's definitely something I want to be bringing to the channel this year. So yeah, I'm going to be working hard this year. I really want to grow the channel more, get the community growing, everyone involved, and just create a really nice platform for everybody where it's all just positive and everyone's having fun, having a laugh. But yeah, definitely. I want to work with you more. I want to work with whoever I can work with. So yeah.
We'll definitely get a few bits done this year without a shadow of a doubt. It's a brand new year as well. So there's so much that we can kind of dive into. Obviously, on top of that as well, you've spoken a lot about wanting to kind of grow the channel. What's the sort of future plans looking like for the channel then? Have you got any kind of things that you're already working on for the new year, or is it going to be primarily still focused around the sort of reactionary based content?
I want to do more vlogging. I want to do more collaborations, maybe live streams, get more people involved, engaging with me. I realize a lot of my fan base do want to actually interact with me more. And I try to do my bit on Instagram and Twitter, but it only goes so far. You know, obviously my main fan base is on YouTube. So engaging with them with live streams would be probably my priority this year. Just vlogging so they can get to know me more as well. I'll obviously still remain focused on Afrobeats because that's what I'm passionate about. I don't want to sort of take that away from the channel. But yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about a lot of different things. I've had people ask me about merch. And that side of it as well.
Which is always an exciting kind of thing to be asked about, like, merch, okay, fair enough, yeah, let's go.
I mean, yeah, I just want to grow the channel and see where it goes. But yeah, I mean, the merch idea has been in my head. I've had quite a few requests for it, so it might be something I'm looking for in the future. But for right now, just engaging with everyone, that's what I'm trying to focus on.
Amazing stuff. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the growth. And there's one more thing I did kind of want to talk about, obviously, before we do get into the next section of the show, in regards to kind of music that we know is forthcoming. Obviously, within the sort of Afrobeat genre, there's always a lot of excitement around big albums. There's a lot of excitement around specific artists. But one artist that I know that you are a big fan of is, of course, Adekunle Gold. And we do know that he has an album coming out next month. I want to ask kind of how excited are you for a project like that, both, again, from a fan's perspective and then from a reaction perspective as well, because I don't know if it's the same for shows, and I know it's definitely a thing for me. When I see releases now, I go, oh, there's content to be made out of it, and I also get to enjoy an album. Like, are you in that kind of, yeah, do you kind of had that headspace with stuff now?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. I always try to be creative when it comes to albums. Like when the Wizkid album released, I don't know if you know, but I did a special intro for that. And I always try and be a bit creative when it comes to albums. But yeah, Adekunle Gold, I'm a huge fan. So from a fan perspective, I'm very excited. It's about time that he drops another album. I'm very happy about it. But yeah, just new music in general is exciting for Afrobeats. And he's someone who keeps surprising me with his songs. He has a very emotional side to it, as we've spoken about before, and his voice in general is just amazing. So really excited to see what he brings on the album. I don't think he's released a track list yet, has he?
As far as I'm aware, he hasn't. I think he's put the name out there, which completely slipped my mind, which is very much me not doing my homework. but in general, I think, as far as I'm aware, he's announced that there's going to be the album. I think it's early February that he's announced it for. And again, stuff like that, it just makes me really excited. And I'm looking forward to seeing, kind of off the back of that, the kind of reactions that are going to come off it from yourself. I mean, this is how I kind of am with TV series now. I'll watch a program and then I'll go and watch the reaction that I love, react to it afterwards, and you get to experience it all again. Like, it's such a kind of unique area, I suppose, of content at this point that's become so popular with viewers. It must be exciting for you moving forward, like, in regards to looking at new artists on the come up and things like that. Like, what in general, like, what are you looking forward to most about the future with the channel?
Just discovering new music. And also, I do love the fact that more people are doing reactions. So every time I go on YouTube, I feel like I'm discovering new people doing the same thing. And the way that we can all connect with each other, and it's just becoming sort of like a little community of reactors. I'm just looking forward to getting new albums, new songs, and just seeing how everyone feels about it. Artists keep surprising us, and obviously with the Afrobeat genre as well, I feel like there's a lot of newcomers at the moment. So this year we had quite a few, you know, artists coming up and doing a lot with their music. So I'm excited to see who is going to take over in 2022. I don't know yet. I think we all have predictions, but then the way it goes is always different. So
there always does seem to be someone new that emerges, or someone that kind of takes something and runs with it that we never really saw. Obviously, last year was kind of CK to an extent, and the year before that was kind of CK to an extent. But I mean, last year, no one kind of foresaw the year that Wiz was going to have. We had like the likes of kind of Budju really blowing up and expanding, and so many different artists on that kind of level. If there was one artist that you're looking forward to seeing new stuff from this year, who is it likely to be? And there's a twist to this. You can't say Wizkid or Adekunle.
Oh, that's a really good question. You know what? I was thinking the other day, I would really love more from the female artists, because they did well in 2021. So I want more from Ayra, Thames, Tiwa, Simi. I want more from the female artists, definitely. Gosh, there's so many artists that I'm looking forward to. Definitely Victory, we spoke about that. He's a newcomer, fairly new anyway. Kind of blew up with Holy Father, with Mayorkan. So yeah, I'm excited to see what happens in 2022 with Victory, definitely. Awesome. But there's so many people I'm excited about, honestly.
What it's going to be a fantastic year, and obviously with hopefully things opening up again fully, it means we're going to be able to see more tours and more sort of live shows here in the UK, hopefully, which is going to be very exciting indeed. But we have just about run out of time. I've got to say, Vivs, it's been great getting you on the show. Thank you for taking the time out of your morning.
thank you so much for having me. It's been great. And I can't wait to see you.
Of course, yeah, no, of course, we're going to get you down to the studio as well. As soon as we're into the new building, we're going to make sure that we have a proper sit down, like live session, and really, really talk about music and talk about sound that's going on right now. You never know, we might even do something around the Adekunle album. If we can squeeze it in, maybe we could do something around that. You never know. But just so people are aware and can kind of find what you're doing online in regards to the channel, in regards to socials and things like that, do you want to let us know the kind of the URLs and @ so people can find them?
Yeah, so Instagram and Twitter would be @ JustVibes_Vivz, so VIVZ. And on YouTube, if you just type in Just Vibes, you'll find me, Just Vibes Reactions.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much.
There we go. It's been great getting you on. I hope you have a good rest of the day, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the new content as we move forward.
Thank you.
It's great to get you on. Right then, people, keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We are live on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio this morning. Coming up next, we are going to be getting into the Dub Shack Spotlight, looking at some of my favourite reggae releases over the last sort of 20 years or so. Very exciting stuff. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We're in the building till 10. This is Breakfast with COVID.
Yo, what up? This is the one and only Omarion. And right now, you in the mix with the homie.
It's Kovu. It's Trickstar Radio.